When I was a babe, my ma would say, guess what I've made for dinner today? Blow on your paws and lick your lips, 'cause I've cooked up some plugs and dips. Oh, plugs and dips, you can't go wrong. You grow up so big and strong. Ain't no bones or stones or pips, just good old-fashioned plugs and dips.
Barbola joined Maudie and the two otters, helping himself to plugs and dips. The hare maid marvelled at how he could swallow them down hot at a single go. The otter chieftain patted his stomach and winked at her.
I tell you, Miss Maudie, you've got to learn to get your share and scoff it quick when you've got a family the size of mine. More so when the likes of Lug Lug and his famine-faced gang joins you for dinner. Looking at the size of them shrews, I always ask myself, where do they put it all?
Maudie smiled at the big friendly otter.
Serves you jolly well right, giving the gowsome such wonderful victuals, old chap. I hope Logalog Luglug thanked you properly for rescuing his shrews, what?
Kachooch refilled Maudie's bowl.
Away with ye, missy. We don't need lots of fancy compliments for doing what any decent beast would. Deary me, though, I'm still chuckling at that caracle full of gouse and babbies.
Selecting a fat plug, Maudie skewered it.
I expect it was quite a task, finding them all in that rough water. How did you do it, ma'am?
Kachooch shook with stifled laughter.
We didn't have to do a thing. They didn't even get their little paws wet. The caracal came down whirling like a sycamore seed, with the babes giggling and chortling like it was all a big game. Well, there must have been about 6 or 7 of us in the water at the time. We never even saw it coming, did we, Belle?
Her daughter, Belford, grinned ruefully.
It certainly didn't, Ma. It landed right on our backs and skidded across us straight onto the bank.
Barbola showed Maudie the top of his head.
Oi, and I got a patch of fur missing because I was the one it landed on first.
Barbola's face was such a picture of injured dignity that Maudie had to struggle to look sympathetic.
Must have been pretty painful for you, sir. Sorry about that. But we were on the run from the enemy and all that, you know. Pity you were injured, eh? What?
Barbola nodded.
Well, thank you, miss, but it ain't naught to weep over. I'm more worried about Curdly and his rat horde. If they're trailing you and the shrews, then 'tis for sure they'll bump into us. We wouldn't stand a chance again the numbers Curdly commands.
Maudie realised the position their arrival had put the otters in. She grasped Barbola's paw firmly.
Indeed, sir. That's why I suggest you come to Redwall with us. That'll put your family out of harm's way, what?
Kachooch practically wriggled with delight.
Oh, Redwall Abbey. I always wanted to visit there. Ain't that where your cousin Rock is skipper?
Barbola shook the hermaid's paw.
Good idea, miss. I'd like to visit the Abbey. I ain't never been there afore.
He glanced warningly at his wife and daughter.
Not a word of this to the others, you hear? The length of time they takes getting ready for a journey, Curdly'll be here attacking afore they're half-packed.
Belford contained her excitement.
You're right, Pa. We'll just say the family's joining the Gowsome to guide him along the stream apace. Maudie, do you think Lugluck would object to taking our babes along in his logboats? The rest of us are all strong swimmers. We don't need to ride in boats.
Maudie reassured the otters.
Rather. I'm sure our Logalog would welcome your plan. Come on, Barbola. Let's have a quiet word with him.
Luglug immediately agreed with the plan, taking them to one side and lowering his voice.
I'll go along with anything you say, mates. But we'd best do it right now. Two of my rearguard scouts have spotted the rats. They're starting to climb down the rocks either side of the falls. Just leave things as they are and get your little uns into the logboats, matey. The way I figures, it'll be a close-run thing to shake off those brown rats and make it to Redwall Abbey.
Barbola's eyes narrowed craftily.
I knows the waterways twixt here and Redwall better than most. Begging your pardon, Luglug. There's lots of streamlets and backcuts, dead ends and marshes. Let me lead the way, mate.
Luglug nodded briefly, explaining to Mordy.
He's right. There's quite a few places an otter can go where a logboat crew might not see a passage.
The hermaid threw a smart salute to Luglug and Barbola.
Right, your chaps. Quick's the word and sharp's the action. What? Forward the blinking buffs, I say.